Derek did go back to the cemetery the following day. He only stayed for about 4 hours. He mainly did nothing but sit around the maintenance building. His mind seemed to mess with him no matter where he was. He couldn't go from his car to the maintenance building without feeling like somebody else was with him. He was thankful that he at least didn't get a visit from Charlie or the cops. His lack of motivation was making it harder for him to get out of bed. He wasn't getting a full night's sleep. He was still waking up with every sound that he heard. When he woke up, he hit the snooze button on the alarm as often as he could. But he had no choice but to get up. His body was getting too sore from laying there awake too long. He did his morning routine after he got up. He put on his black shorts with a red shirt. He even sat down to read a chapter out of the Bible. He felt bad about reading it sometimes. The sun blinded him as soon as he walked out of the motel room. It felt nice outside. It was going to warm up fast. He rolled down the window as soon as he got into the car. The Camaro heated up quickly with the windows up. He turned on the radio and headed towards the cemetery. Derek arrived at the cemetery and he knew right away that he was going to have to mow the grass. He looked at the grass as he drove to the maintenance building. He couldn't believe how badly he had let the grass go. It would take him forever to mow both sections of the cemetery by himself. He went into the maintenance building and opened the garage door. Then he sat down at the workbench and smoked a cigarette. His thoughts of what he'd done to Bill Jones hit him the worst when he walked around the cemetery. Derek got to work after he finished his cigarette. He figured he would start off with the push mower. He planned to save the riding mower until he got tired of walking around. He didn't want to mess with any of it, but the grass was looking horrible. It didn't take long for Derek to get tired of walking around with the push mower. He tried to walk around with the weed eater for a while, but he soon got tired of that too. Derek went ahead and got on the riding mower against his better judgment. He was afraid that he would run into the tombstones. He started on the east side of the cemetery with the riding mower. He tried to block out the feeling that he was being followed around the cemetery. Derek noticed people arriving at the community pool next to the cemetery. Seeing the kids at the pool made Derek wish he was a kid again. A kid that didn't have any worries. Derek was brought out of his daze as he noticed a car pulling into the cemetery. It was a sheriff's cruiser. He started to freak out when he noticed that the cruiser was heading in his direction. And that's when he ran into a tombstone with the riding mower. Derek felt like a fool. The sheriff probably was already watching him. "I guess it's time," Derek said. He pulled the mower off the tombstone. He thought Charlie probably told him to come see him. Derek was picturing himself being hauled away in handcuffs. As the cruiser got closer, he felt his legs start to shake. He felt like he was going to break down. He tried to tell himself that he had to try to at least lie to the sheriff. He didn't want to go to jail. The cruiser came to a stop about 5 feet away from Derek. It was a lady sheriff. She just happened to be Preble County's first woman sheriff. She was nicely shaped for the age of 31. Derek had seen pictures of her in the paper. She always wore her blonde hair in a ponytail. "Hi there," she said. She walked straight up to where he was sitting on the riding mower. She introduced herself as Sheriff Lisa Connor. And she told Derek that she needed to ask him some questions. She looked at the mower, then back up at Derek. "Can you come down from there for a few minutes?" Derek slowly got off the mower. He almost fell to the ground because his shoe got caught on the bottom of the seat. He had never been this nervous in his life. He started to wonder if they would give him the death penalty for what he had done. "Do you know Bill Jones?" she asked. She got out a red notebook and looked at something, and then she looked back up at Derek with her green eyes. Then she said, "I have information that he's been employed here." "Yeah, he did work here," Derek said. Derek explained that he hadn't seen Bill for a while and that he was probably let go from the job. "Who told you that he was let go?" Sheriff Connor asked. And then she asked Derek what his position at the cemetery was. "Supposed to be the new head caretaker," Derek said. He tried not to sound nervous, but even he could hear the nervous tone in his voice. Derek explained to the sheriff that he was supposed to be taken over for Charlie Kramer, and Charlie was the one that told him that Bill was supposed to be let go. He told the sheriff that he was supposed to tell Bill this himself, but he had not seen Bill. "When's the last time you seen Bill?" the sheriff asked. She wiped the sweat off her forehead. The sun was getting in her eyes, making it hard for her to see. She had small green eyes, set off by a small nose. "The last time I saw him was," Derek started. He stood there and acted like he was trying to think. And then he continued. "It was when we was doing Kathy Miller's funeral. About a week and a half ago. And he helped mow the grass before that. And I haven't seen him since. Looks like he could use his help now," Sheriff Connor said. It wasn't hard to tell that the grass hadn't been mowed for a while. "Yeah, we just haven't gotten around to it lately," Derek said. Derek explained that he had taken a little bit of time off because he wasn't feeling good. The sheriff was giving him a suspicious look. "Were there any problems between the two of you?" Sheriff Connor asked. "No," Derek replied. Derek thought about Bill's cocky attitude. And then he said, "We got along with each other." "Do you happen to know why his van was found here the other day?" she asked. She flipped a page in her notebook. "I don't know," Derek said. He looked down at the ground. And then he said, "Charlie asked me about it the other day. And I wasn't here when Bill was here. I'd never seen a van." "All right," Sheriff Connor said. She put her red notebook back into her shirt pocket. And then she explained to Derek that they were just trying to look and find Bill at the time. And that if he did hear from Bill or anything about Bill, to please contact the sheriff's department. "I definitely will," Derek said. "Can I ask you a question?" Derek asked. "Yes, you can," Sheriff Connor replied. "How long's Bill been missing?" Derek asked. He's trying to act like he didn't already know. He was hoping that the question might throw the sheriff off. And then he instantly regretted asking the question. He called himself a dumbass in his head. The sheriff was ready to leave. And now she was staying longer because he asked a stupid question. Sheriff Connor took one last look around the cemetery. And then she explained that nobody really knows for sure. But he's been gone at least since Monday evening. And then his van was found here on Tuesday. "Any more questions?" she asked. Derek stood there and shook his head no. He figured that Sheriff Connor thought something was up. He was wishing that she would hurry up and leave. He was still calling himself a dumbass for asking a question. He couldn't handle her questions any longer. He felt like his head was going to explode. "All right, I'll be in touch then," she said. She nodded as she headed towards her cruiser. Derek wished that she would walk faster to her car. Once she was in her car, he wished she would drive faster out of the cemetery. He needed to be alone. He was going nuts. He was doing his best not to act suspicious in any kind of way. He needed to get inside the maintenance building where nobody could watch him lose his mind. He shut and locked the door once he was inside the building. He'd give anything not to have to see Sheriff Connor again. His whole body was trembling with fear. More fear than he'd ever known. He was afraid of spending his life in prison. He couldn't die in prison. The thing he feared the most was something he couldn't leave. Something that had gone on far too long. He feared his job the most. Derek thought about trying to get himself fired because he didn't want to look suspicious quitting his job. He thought about Charlie. He thought Charlie might have a problem with that. Charlie wanted to retire. Charlie might not let him quit. Derek knew that he had to go back outside and do whatever mowing he could do. He figured the mower probably looked funny just sitting out there with no one on it. The sheriff could be driving by the cemetery for all he knew, or sitting somewhere watching. He didn't know if he had it in him to finish off the day. He couldn't seem to calm down. Derek did go back and do some mowing. He didn't mow very long before he put the riding mower back into the maintenance building. He had kept looking over his shoulder for the sheriff. He thought the sheriff could come back at any time and arrest him. The heat was making it miserable to be outside. He couldn't stop sweating even in the shade. He wanted to go back to the motel where he would feel halfway safe. He even wished for the motel room's air conditioner. He wanted to leave so badly that he couldn't put things away fast enough. It didn't take him long to say the hell with it and leave. Derek had went and got his paycheck once he left the cemetery. He was scared to death to go inside and get his check. The police station was right next door to the city office. The whole time he was there, he thought he was going to get fired, but everyone was really nice to him. Afterward, he'd gone and got himself something to eat. He felt like he was about to die of starvation. He only ended up eating half of one of his sandwiches. He wasn't as hungry as he thought he was. His stomach wasn't feeling good. He had to force down every bite. The stress was getting to him more than he even knew. Derek was never good with handling with stress. He always seemed to lash out at the wrong people or make himself look stupid. Derek tried to call Rodney later on in the afternoon. He hung up as soon as Rodney's mom's voice came over the answer machine. He just wanted someone's company. He was tired of being left alone with his own thoughts. He had even gone as far as thinking about calling his ex-girlfriend Ashley, but he soon talked himself out of that. He knew that he couldn't trust her with anything that he said. Derek eventually lay down in bed out of boredom and fell asleep. He did wake up later on in the evening with the urge to pee. He sat down at the table after he was out of the bathroom to smoke a cigarette. He was in some kind of a sleepy haze until he started hearing car doors opening and closing. "Another night of bullshit," Derek said to himself. The sounds of the car doors made him think that the cops were outside. He knew that he was stuck at the motel and would be paranoid all night long. Derek was rubbing the sleep out of his eyes when he noticed that his sketch pad was open, lying in the middle of the table. His hands were trembling when he pulled the sketch pad close to him. Tears started forming and he was gasping for air as he looked down at the picture of Kathy Miller laying in her coffin, but this picture had someone else in it. The drawing also had Bill Jones standing by her casket, looking down into it. Derek could tell it was a picture of her funeral. He couldn't figure out why he wasn't in the picture. He quickly looked down at the bottom of the drawing for his signature. His name was written the same way that it had always been signed. He was positive that it was his handwriting. Derek quickly closed the sketch pad and pushed it across the table. He didn't know if he had blacked out and drawn a picture or what happened. He was positive that nobody could get into his motel room. He even got up and checked the locks on the door. Derek woke up Saturday morning after only a few hours of sleep. He had kept waking up throughout the night. He had got tired of laying there staring at the ceiling and had gotten up and smoked a cigarette. It wasn't long before Derek was on the phone trying to call Rodney. His thoughts were already messing with him and he needed some weed. Rodney did answer the phone this time and his first question to Derek was, "Why are you calling so early in the morning?" "I just need some stuff," Derek said. Ronnie told Derek that he's just in a bad mood, that he had a lot of people calling him in the morning, and he would stop by the motel room shortly. Derek had sat in the room for about an hour when a knock came at the door. He was scared out of his mind at first. because he forgot about Rodney coming over, so he wasn't expecting anyone. He went ahead and answered the door. He noticed that Rodney still wasn't in a good mood. Rodney looked moody as he walked through the door, wearing blue jeans and a black shirt. They both sat down at the table. Derek almost freaked out when Rodney pulled up the chair that Kathy Miller had sat in. No one had sat in a chair since Kathy Miller did. They talked for a little bit, and Rodney asked Derek if there was any chance that Derek was going to help him get on at the cemetery. Derek didn't tell Rodney what was going on with Bill, but he did tell Rodney that there was a good chance that Rodney could get a job part-time helping out with the cemetery. Rodney would just have to be patient about it. Derek didn't know whether or not if he wanted to bring Rodney into the world of Mound Hill Cemetery. Rodney eventually left, and Derek spent the rest of the day at the motel. He smoked a lot of weed and kept himself pretty high throughout the day. Derek woke up Monday morning, still unable to get a full night's sleep. He was still thinking that the cops could bust in at any time. He had developed a slight shake in his hands that would not go away. The sun was blinding Derek as he got out of his Camaro at the cemetery. Derek went ahead and opened the maintenance building's garage door. He had to do some mowing. He planned to use the riding mower first, and then maybe we'd eat. He just hoped he didn't get another visit by Charlie or the sheriff. He'd prefer not to see anyone while he was at the cemetery, even though he felt like he wasn't alone. Around noon, Derek pulled the riding mower back into the maintenance building. He had lost track of time, and he really needed something to drink. He figured that he would take a break and go get himself something to eat. He closed up the maintenance building and headed for his car. He noticed a blue Buick pulling into the cemetery. He knew right away it was Charlie. He immediately wondered what Charlie was doing at the cemetery. Derek did not want to talk about Bill Jones again. All kinds of thoughts started going through Derek's head. Derek even thought about handing over the keys to the maintenance building to Charlie as soon as he got out of his car. He kept an eye out for the sheriff's cruiser, just in case it was following Charlie. The Buick came to a stop next to Derek's Camaro. Derek wished that he would have took a break sooner. He probably would have missed Charlie. "Good morning," Charlie said as soon as he got out of his car. Charlie looked around and said, "It looks like you might need a little help around here. You thinking about coming back to work?" Derek asked. Derek did not want to be Charlie's assistant. He was just joking. His work time and paycheck would be cut down to nothing. "No, I'm just now getting used to sitting around the house," Charlie said. Charlie explained that there's been some complaints about how long the grass has been getting, and that it was about time to find someone to help out. Derek thought it'd be a perfect time to bring up Rodney. "I got a friend that needs a job," Derek said. Charlie told Derek just to have whoever go to the city office and fill out an application, and they would take it from there. Charlie reminded Derek that he needed to take better care of the place, and then he got into his car to leave. Derek stood there by his Camaro as Charlie drove out of the cemetery. He almost felt proud of himself for a moment because he was helping Rodney get a job like he promised Rodney. Now Derek was ready for his break. He was just waiting, giving Charlie enough time to get away from the cemetery. Once Derek was back from his break, he was inside the maintenance building. He sat down at the workbench and gave Rodney a call. Rodney did answer. Derek told Rodney to go ahead to the city office and fill out an application. Rodney said that he would do so later on, possibly the next day. Derek hung up the phone, and he thought that he was going to have to keep Rodney away from the path and the tunnel and all that. They could find a different place to dispose of the tree limbs. Derek knew that he had to keep himself from talking about Bill. He didn't want Rodney to get suspicious about anything. He trusted Rodney, but not with his life. Derek had gotten the old section of the cemetery mowed on Tuesday, and then he had gotten started on the new section. He also got a very good phone call on Tuesday. Rodney called and said that he'd got the job at the cemetery and would start next week. The motel was starting to get busy. The county fair was starting and the motel had been busier than before. He couldn't take listening to all the vehicles' doors opening and closing. All the noises made him go crazy. He was excited about Rodney starting work at the cemetery. He couldn't believe that he was going to be his friend's boss. He hoped Rodney wouldn't be a lazy worker, but he had his doubts. Derek arrived at the cemetery around 8 on Wednesday. He noticed that he was the first one there. He figured that he would go ahead and get the trailer hooked up on an old red Ford. There were still spots on the new section of the cemetery that need mowed. He wished that Rodney would show up on time. He would have liked to have Rodney's help loading up the mowers. Rodney arrived as Derek was finishing up with the truck and trailer. Derek didn't know what time it was, but he knew Rodney was late. Derek decided he wasn't going to make a big deal out of it. "What are we going to do this morning?" Rodney asked. He was wearing a pair of shorts that were cut off from an old pair of blue jeans and a white shirt that had oil stains on it. He appeared to be wearing clothes that hadn't been washed for a while. Clothes that he'd been working on cars in. "We gotta try and finish up this new section," Derek said. "How long is that gonna take?" Rodney asked. Derek explained to Rodney that it'd probably take all day. Rodney acted like he was a little frustrated that it was gonna take all day. Rodney only wanted to be there for about half a day. Derek tried to explain to Rodney that the city office was complaining about the grass and that it needed to be done. If Rodney wanted to leave early, then they was going to have to get it done and get it done soon. "Well, let's get it done, but let's smoke first," Rodney said. Derek tried to tell Rodney that he wasn't in the mood for smoking any weed. They really needed to get the grass done, especially if Rodney wanted to leave early. "What, we could just take a cruise or something real quick," Rodney said. Derek didn't want to leave the cemetery. He didn't trust being in Rodney's van. Law enforcement knows Rodney's van and knows what Rodney does. "No, I'd rather just stay here and get things done," Derek said. "Well, let's just take a walk down to that path," Rodney said. Derek said no. He definitely wasn't going to go down on the path with Rodney. "What's your problem this morning?" Rodney asked. Derek tried to tell Rodney that he didn't have a problem. He was just wanting to get the work done. It was hard for Derek to hold on to his secrets about the cemetery. He was scared about what might happen down on the path. But he couldn't admit that to Rodney. He didn't want to see the ghost of Kathy Miller again. Keeping all this inside of him made him want to explode. "What's your problem with the path?" Rodney asked. "There is no problem," Derek replied. "Well, then let's go and let's get this done." Derek reluctantly agreed, and they headed to the path on foot. The two of them walked to the southwest corner of the cemetery. Derek started feeling funny once he saw the chain that hung across the path. He started freaking out on the inside, remembering the bloodstains on the ground. He knew he couldn't let Rodney see the bloodstains. They had to avoid getting up close to the tunnel. "Are you all right?" Rodney asked. Derek knew that Rodney would never believe what happened on the path. He couldn't trust Rodney with the fact that he'd killed Bill Jones. And no one would ever believe that the tunnel magically opened up and Derek and Bill went inside. And only Derek had come out. "I'm fine," Derek said. "Okay, whatever," Rodney said while he walked around on the post. Rodney didn't seem bothered by the path or anything else. He kept walking down the path until he noticed that Derek was standing in front of the chain. Derek looked up at Rodney and back down at the chain. Derek knew that Rodney had to be wondering what was going on. Taking deep breaths, Derek stood in front of the chain for a moment. He tried to get his body to calm down before he actually started down the path. He didn't want to look like a coward in front of Rodney, so he took one last breath before he walked around one of the posts. Derek felt worse with every step that he took towards the tunnel. A strange feeling took over his whole body. He didn't know what the feeling was at first, but it didn't take him long to figure it out. They weren't alone on the path. He was scared that Kathy's Miller ghost was there with them. Derek looked over at Rodney to see how Rodney was acting. Rodney seemed to be acting all right. He couldn't believe that he had let Rodney talk him into coming down to the path. Was it worth putting their lives in danger just to smoke a joint? Derek thought about turning around when he saw the tunnel entrance. His mind was messing with him. He was seeing red spots all over the ground. It was all in his head. Derek couldn't stop Rodney from walking straight up to the tunnel entrance, and then Rodney looked down on the ground. If you like what you're hearing, please share with your friends and family, and please subscribe to Mountain Hill Cemetery. If you like what you hear, please share with your friends and subscribe to Mountain Hill Cemetery on Apple, iHeartRadio, or wherever else you get your podcast. If you want to give your ears a break and check out a good ebook, go to barnesandnobles.com. Check out Mountain Hill Cemetery, The World Within by William Swofford. In the ebook, you will find more details into the story of Mountain Hill Cemetery. So go to barnesandnobles.com and check out Mountain Hill Cemetery, The World Within by William Swofford. This podcast and music was written and performed by William Swofford.